I'm Rhona Tarrant. The chairman of the US Bishops' Committee on Migration has announced his support for a bipartisan bill that would protect Dreamers from deportation and provide them a path to citizenship. Bishop Joe Vasquez yesterday announced his support for the USA Act, which would also augment security technology at the US-Mexico border. Bishop Vasquez said he hoped the bishop's support would encourage Congress to act now and find a humane legislative solution for Dreamers. A legal battle over President Trump's effort to impose a ban on travel to the US from seven predominantly Muslim countries reached a final stage at the Supreme Court yesterday, with its five-member conservative majority signalling that it was ready to approve a revised version of the president's plan. The challengers to the ban, including Hawaii, several individuals and a Muslim group, have argued that Trump's policy violates federal immigration law and the US Constitution. However, Trump's legal representatives yesterday stressed that the travel ban was a result of concerns about national security and not personal beliefs. New details on the misconduct allegations against President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Veterans Affairs include accusations that he mishandled opioids. The White House is dismissing claims that Ronny Jackson acted improperly while working as White House physician. The White House called the charges of workplace misconduct outrageous, and Dr. Jackson has said he plans to move ahead with accepting the nomination. A Turkish court has sentenced 13 journalists to prison on terrorism charges in a case that has sparked global outrage over press freedom. The journalists were employees of an opposition newspaper that had taken a strong line against the Turkish government. Those convicted remain free while an appeal is pending. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.